You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
Yes, this week with the Health Minister Andrew Little, I asked him about the Pharmac review and why the budget wasn't being included, also inequity in medicine access for Māori and Pasifika, and about the report that he helped launch yesterday about how hearing loss is increasing and how we can prevent it. If you want to know what tunes the Minister cranks while he's ironing his shirts for Parliament, well, you're about to know. I started off by asking Minister Little about what the review is all about.
It's a review of the way Pharmac makes its decisions. Look, Pharmac is the creature of an act of Parliament. We want to know that whether or not Pharmac is fulfilling the objectives that the statute sets for it. And then we want to know whether the objectives that are in the statute are actually relevant to today. We know that there are problems with Pharmac and claims that they're not keeping up with modern medical technologies, new medicines that are available for different conditions and stuff. We want to know that it's being as agile as it possibly can. So it's just looking at what it does, the way it does it, and whether or not it's meeting the needs that we expect of a pharmaceutical buying agency in New Zealand.
Yeah, so one of the big criticisms of the review is that it isn't analysing their budget and how Pharmac allocate funding for different drugs. Why is this not part of the review?
Well, it will be looking at the way Pharmac allocates funding for different drugs. What the review panel is not looking at is what the budget should be, simply because we could spend hundreds of millions of dollars more. We already spend just over $1 billion a year on medicines for New Zealanders. We could spend hundreds of millions of dollars more, and we still would not meet the demands that are placed on our pharmaceutical procurement. In the end, the budget is a political decision. The money that gets allocated to Pharmac is weighed up against other money that goes to the rest of the health system. What goes into the total health system is weighed up against what goes into other sort of spending that the government does. Schools, welfare services, roads, all the sort of full gamut. So that's not something that a review panel can, there's no technical scientific answer about how much should be spent. It comes down to a political question, and so it's not right for a review panel to be looking at that.
But surely if there are holes in the budget, the quickest thing to do would to be just to include it in this review now and see how they're exactly spending the money.
Holes in the budget is an interesting turn of phrase. The reality is we don't buy absolutely every drug that everybody wants. We can't afford it. We can't afford absolutely every medical treatment that everybody wants. So we spend $20 billion a year on health. Generally, it's about one-fifth of the government's budget, and of that, about $1 billion goes into medicines. Is there unmet demand? Yes, there is. We cannot do absolutely everything that everybody wants because there is a limit. So, the budget that Pharmac has is a product of the budget-setting process that politicians and cabinet, and you might say arguably Parliament does. Really, cabinet sets the budget. There is no technical review you can take of the way a cabinet should set the budget, because it might be right that right now, $1 in every $5 that the government spends should be on health. In 10 years' time, it might be more than that, or it might be less than that. And so, that's not something that is apt to kind of technical review.
So Māori and Pasifika, they don't access medicines at the same rate despite having more health issues. Right now, prior to the review, what's being done to address this?
There's a lot of things being done in terms of the general kind of health review or health reform process. One of the critical objectives of all of that is to significantly improve our performance in equity terms. In relation to Pharmac and the Pharmac review in medicines, the panel is made up of the six of them, two whakapapa to Vera Siwi, and have a Māori health academic background. There's another Tristram Ingham is a Māori health, or he's a health academic on Māori health issues, although he's not Māori himself. And we specifically wanted to make sure that those equity questions were answered in the review as well, to make sure that the way Pharmac makes decisions is taking into account the fact that there is a pretty uneven distribution of the way medicines are kind of played out at the moment.
And where do you expect the review to highlight the areas of change that are needed?
Well, that's really a matter for the review. We know on the equity question there is an inequity, and part of that will be about who are the voices in the debate. There are a lot of voices who want, you know, very specific drugs for very specific conditions. We actually don't hear a lot of the Kaupapa Māori health service kind of voice a lot in the pharmaceutical buying debate. I'm confident we will now have that voice, and that will determine, you know, what the review panel comes up with when it comes to better equity and access to medicines.
And moving on to another topic, yesterday you helped launch the first ever World Hearing Report, which was on World Hearing Day. What were your biggest takeaways from that?
I think the significance of the problem around the world. So they're saying that if you look at all the various ear and hearing health conditions, they are estimating that by about 2035, I think, 1.1 billion people around the world will be needing assistance with hearing and ear conditions. We know that, you know, the way people listen to music now and some of the activities that people do, young people in particular, has an impact on hearing, and there's a sort of expected surge of hearing conditions to come through over the next sort of 15 to 20 years. So I think the message really was get prepared. There are things happening in our environment at the moment that is going to have an impact on hearing, and we need to be ready for it, making sure we're doing, you know, good baseline testing, but we are also making sure that the health interventions and the supports are there so that people can continue to enjoy the benefit of that sense.
Perhaps ironically listening to the radio right now.
I think that's one of the more soothing things you can do for your ears.
Listen to 95 BFM.
It's when you turn the volume up. Exactly. Very therapeutic. Yeah, it's when you turn the music up loud. Or it's actually when you have headphones and earphones and you've got your music up loud, that's when the, you know, problems can arise.
Yeah, so the National Foundation for Deaf and Hard of Hearing are lobbying the government to partner in a public health program to combat this. Where is the government at with that?
I can't tell you, to be honest. I wasn't aware of that until you said it just now. So I will go and talk to my Minister of Health officials and ask what approaches have been made. But it seems to me a very worthwhile thing to be doing. You don't want to stop people enjoying what they're doing. I'm a big fan of, you know, usually when I'm doing the ironing, I put my earphones in and listen to my music. But you want people to be able to do it in a way that's not going to put their hearing at risk.
What music do you listen to, Minister?
Funny enough, I share my Spotify account with my son, so he's 20 years old. So I, by default, end up sort of just putting what he listened to last. And, sometimes I enjoy it. Sometimes I go back to my old favourites of my generation, so Rolling Stones and things like that.
That was Health Minister Andrew Little on the Pharmac Review, hearing loss and what tunes he jams while he's ironing.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.